In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays have little to cheer about. They languish at the bottom of the American League East. But Devil Rays fans were on their feet recently to celebrate an extraordinary success story, honoring a man who made his baseball dreams come true. From St. Petersburg, Alan Tomlinson has the story.
For six seasons since the Tampa Bay Devil Rays entered Major League Baseball as a new franchise, Spanish-speaking fans have listened to color commentator Enrique Olio describing home games on Tampa's WAMA radio station.
Ya se prepara Rob Bell, el joven neoyorquino, tratando de mantener la ventaja de dos carreras por cero sobre los...
The lowly Devil Rays may be headed for another losing season, but tonight they're beating the world champion Anaheim Angels in what Olio sees as the year's best performance from starting pitcher Rob Bell. Well, Olio doesn't exactly see Bell's performance. He doesn't actually see the game at all, because Enrique has been blind since birth.
Well, yes, I was born blind in Nicaragua, and 41 years ago, March 12th, 1962. I guess my parents always treated me the same way as anybody else. So I never thought I was blind. I threw the tooth. I didn't think I was blind until somebody told me I was.
Olio grew up listening to baseball on the radio. It's Nicaragua's national sport, and Enrique's father was an avid fan.
My father would listen to it on the radio, and he played. So he would listen to the Nicaraguan national team playing against Cuba or playing against Dominican or whomever. And you would hear it on the radio. You stay up and listen to it on the radio.
Not only did he follow the game as a child, at blind school, which he attended in neighboring Costa Rica and later in Florida, he played it too, hitting a kickball off a tee and making plays with verbal pointers from the coaches. Enrique learned how to visualize what was happening around him. Today, in the commentary booth overlooking home plate, it's Enrique's wife, Debbie, who supplies the verbal pointers, whispering the plays into his ear.
Toby Hall no pudo atrapar la pelota y parece que Toby Hall...
Normally I don't have to say very much because he can tell by the sound of the crowd whether it was caught or not. If it was play at first was good, yeah. If it was a good play or a bad play, every now and then I may say, you know, there was an error, so then the runner advances second or third, give him a little more detail, but he's pretty good about filling in by the sound of the crowd.
You could say that Enrique has a finely tuned ear for the game.
You know, to explain to you how I do it, I don't even know. And I wouldn't think I was that good, except that I've sat with coaches. And they've kind of just looked at me and said, well, this kid knows what he's talking about.
Enrique and Debbie meet before each home game to go over team stats and scouting reports.
Erznet 264, 3-15.
He's been injured, though.
Tim Salmon 280, 14, 48.
While other sports commentators can refer to the written page as they work, Enrique has to commit all this and much more to his exceptional memory. His broadcast partner, Danny Martinez, who played shortstop for the Phillies in the 1970s, had never met Enrique before joining him in the commentary booth recently.
To be honest with you, I listened to him a couple of games before I came on board, and he sounded so good I didn't even know he was blind until I came here that they told me that I actually saw him. That's amazing.
To any fans still in the dark after 6 years, they're about to be enlightened. Tonight, Enrique Olio receives a special award for the example he has set for handicapped people.
Please welcome and salute our inspirational friend, Mr. Enrique Olio, joined by his wife, Debbie Perry, and his mom, Marilyn.
As part of the pregame tribute, Enrique is to throw out the first pitch. Debbie gets him pointed in the right direction, and to the crowd's delight, Olio throws a strike right over the plate. Last season, Olio turned his skills to football, calling games in Spanish for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For his next challenge, he says he'd like to try his hand on television.
For
NPR News, I'm Alan Tomlinson.